I was using and employing this scriptural principle here in Mark 11:23.
That's right. And Darren, you have to admit that you've got to have confidence and you've got to be strong in faith. And it took time and it took quoting the word. Some of our friends, they're still at this place where, oh God, help me, oh God, help me, oh God, help me. They're still at this place. They're not saying to their mountains, mountain of anger or mountain of poverty or mountain of infirmity, be removed out of my life. Now that's what you actually, you didn't go to God whimpering and crying, no. Oh God, you got to help, oh God, oh God, oh God. And that's the only language they have, Darren, is oh God, you got to help me. Well, God says, I have given you the tools. I have given you the tools in the Word. You say to the mountain, don't come to me anymore. I've given you the tools to open your mouth and say to this mountain, be removed. And even Jesus did this. We know that in the book of Zechariah did it. He talked to the mountain. We know that Ezekiel, in the Valley of Dry Bones, Holy Spirit told him to say to the dry bones to come to life.
Right.
And he prophesied and they came to life. We have to speak out of our mouth to that thing that is interfering or hindering in our life.
Well, see, some people get caught up in this mumbo jumbo. Well, I just think we just can't do that, can we? Well, yes, we can.
Yes.
He says in Luke 10:19, for example, I've given you authority over all of the power of the enemy and nothing shall injure you. I've given you authority over serpents and scorpions. Those are demons. Let me tell you, authority is one thing. Using it's quite another thing. Mm-hmm. God has delegated to you three things. He's delegated and given them to you, delegated. And he said, I want you to use your power, the power I've given you, the authority and the ability in my name.
In his
in
name.
In my word.
That's right.
I want you to use that. You see, the house I needed wasn't in heaven. It was here.
That's right.
The challenge wasn't in heaven.
Praise God.
The challenge was here.
It was here.
Now, it cost me some sleep. I stayed up late several nights, and I spent some time meditating the Word, speaking the Word, and my confidence level and that faith level would rise and rise. The next day, we'd knock down some more mountains. Folks, I'm telling you, I've been through this a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
God knows how to do this, but he's put the power in your mouth. But if you don't open up your mouth in confidence, that power, authority, and ability of God is latent in you. And you're going to get to heaven and be so embarrassed that you didn't use what he gave you to meet the mountains in your life here on earth and defeat them.
That's right. You're going to have to go through Faith 101 instead
that.
Of going on and seeing such marvelous things as we're going to see throughout the universe.
So when you look at the mountain in your life, then you go back to Matthew chapter 7 and you ask God for an answer. You ask him for an answer. And you ask him to show you what the mountains are and blow them down with the word.
Praise
Get
God.
Get them out of your
praise
life.
Praise the Lord.
Ask and believe you receive and hang on to it for dear life. Cover your answer with the blood of Jesus. Do the ways of God, folks. You've got to work the works of God.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to work those with your mouth. See, you can't go to a quote-unquote a miracle worker someplace for everything you need. You've got to learn how to do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And what we teach here is a transferable concept. We want you to pick up on this. So you're seeing miracles come in your life. Maybe it's not as big as a house. You know, maybe it's a washing machine.
Maybe it's bigger than a house.
Yeah, well, I could be too, you know.
That's right. Maybe it's a life and death kind of a thing.
But maybe it's tires for your car. Maybe your child is sick and you say, God, I know that if you moved in this situation, my child would not die.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, folks, those answers are in the Word of God. The one that sends the evil is the devil.
Yes, there is someone who is listening right now. And you do have sick children, and the Holy Spirit has just been talking to me that your children are sick because of the strife in your home, and you need to really look at what is going on in the house, because children pick up on it so quickly, and so they're so sensitive to those kind of things. So I would say it's not with the child that the problem is in. It's in the strife in the home.
Amen.
And I desire so much that you would take this seriously, take it to heart, and ask the Holy Spirit about it. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, Lord, I know we've been speaking to mountain movers today. I know they're going to take the scriptures, and they're going to receive a revelation of your power, authority, and ability. They're going to begin to pray with that anointing that's available to them in the name and blood of Jesus and the Word of God. And Father, I thank you, and today we bless our listeners and our friends to apply the Word, to keep the Word focused.
Mm.
Thank you, Jesus. The situation has to bow to God's Word authority. Now, Lord, it's our move, and we're going to go for it in the name of Jesus. We're going to come out victorious. We're not going to be losers anymore. We're going to rise up and be strong in the supernatural. Thank you, Lord, for your supernatural book, the Bible. Thank you that it's current, that it's alive, that the Word is active and sharper than a two-edged sword. And, Father, we declare today that evil, Satan, the mountains, they do not have a chance to the believer that has faith in their heart and will speak it through their mouth. In Jesus' name, we have delivered this message. We know it's blessed and authorized by you, Jesus, and we thank you for making it good, making it true. In your powerful name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.